You the agent in charge of the case?
That's right. What can I do for you?
I'm here because I can't live with what I know anymore. Listen, this may sound a little bit crazy, but I know who the Gautam killer is.
What makes you think that?
You hadn't even heard me out yet, and already you doubt me.
They were raised to obey their father.
Go do some homework.
To love him. To trust him.
Night, boys. Sleep tight.
Don't let those bed bugs bite.
Until...
Wake up. Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I'm your host, James Ryan, and it is 11:38 at night, and I am just getting to recording this podcast. I have 22 minutes, so here we go. It is not going to be that long of an episode. The movie that I'm talking about is Frailty. This is from 2001. This is the directorial debut of Bill Paxton. Rest in peace. This is a movie that is very original. It's a movie that Roger Ebert gave 4 stars to, which is astounding after watching it. I don't think it is a 4-star movie, in my opinion, but to each their own. This tells the story of this man who starts to see these visions, played by Bill Paxton, this father of 2 boys. And yeah, he starts to see these visions and he thinks God is calling upon him to kill these people. And he doesn't think they're people, but he thinks that they are demons, and he wants his 2 boys to go along with him. So it's kind of the story of this abusive father, who's just psychologically tormenting his kids and influencing them to commit murder. It's very, very dark, but it is pretty fascinating from a character study point of view. Just kind of, I really enjoyed Bill Paxton's character here, even though I thought his acting, it's what he was going for in this performance, but it's very, very subtle, very subdued. And I think at points I was like, is this bad acting by Bill Paxton? I think it's just the character. Matthew McConaughey is also starring in this one, and he plays the older version of one of the kids who goes to talk to this FBI agent and confess about something that was going on in his family. And that's when the story flashes back, and that's when you meet Bill Paxton and you meet Matthew McConaughey's character when he is a kid. And it just, yeah, tells the story of their family and this crazy, crazy road and crazy journey that they go down. McConaughey seems a little bit underutilized. And again, this is looking at it like, again, this is early 2000s McConaughey as opposed to modern day McConaughey, who we know has been in some really, really big movies, especially 5 or 6 years ago. He just feels underutilized and kind of just, I don't know. As you watch the movie, McConaughey's character in what is present day becomes a lot more important. And there are a lot of little twists and turns. I was waiting for them. I wasn't super impressed or surprised by them. Roger Ebert's review actually mentioned The Usual Suspects, and nothing really. Like, when people talk about twists, they're talking about like The Sixth Sense and The Usual Suspects. Those are kind of like the big two of the 90s. The twist here, I can't say was too satisfying. And yeah, this is just, I don't know. This was not the movie I was anticipating. I don't know what exactly I was, but this was, yeah. I think from a character study standpoint, it's interesting. I think the use of flashbacks here, there's a couple separate flashbacks, is an original way to tell a movie. It's pretty rare nowadays to have a movie that would be structured like this. I can't even think of another movie off the top of my head that is structured like this one. So it definitely kept my interest there. I did want to, even though this movie is very dark, I did want to spend time with these characters. I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to the cinematography, to be honest. It didn't seem super exciting from a lighting standpoint or from a framing standpoint. And I didn't really pay too close of attention to the score as well. It seemed pretty underutilized. It seemed like it was kind of just there in the background, and I didn't really focus on it too much. I had a good time with this one, and to talk more about it would be to spoil a lot of it. I think it's one that if you commit to it and you're at least interested in the story, interested in the mystery of it all, I think the last 20 minutes, even though it's not this truly shocking twist or set of twists, I think it's pretty entertaining for the most part. I don't know, like I said at the beginning, I don't agree with Roger Ebert's 4-star review. I think this movie is good. I personally would think it's somewhere in the middle. I would probably, if I had to give stars, I would probably say it was more like 2 out of 4 for me, maybe 2.5. But I think this movie can be pretty enjoyable, even with its very, very dark subject matter. And that, I think, is going to do it for today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. I'm tired. I have lost my voice, but I have done it. I am very, very close now. Let's see what is coming up in the future. So tomorrow, Invasion of the Body Snatchers from 1956. And then I'm reviewing the Spanish zombie or infected horror movie Wreck. And that will be followed by Sisters, Brian De Palma's horror movie. And then, yeah, the only two I have yet to see are Theater of Blood and Ready or Not. Ready or Not, I am super, super excited to check out. That one will be the Halloween episode. So thank you for tuning into today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. I will be back tomorrow talking the original Invasion of the Body Snatchers.